Today we have to continue the third noble truth, Dukkha Nirodho Ariya Sitta. When you practice vipassana meditation, your concentration is good, and now you start to see things coming and going, appearing and disappearing. And also you see their impermanence, unsatisfactoriness and non-self-nature. Then you are experiencing the that noble truth in some degree. At every moment of vipassana meditation, if we really see impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, and so on, there is this cessation of craving, this cessation of ignorance, and cessation of others. When there is no craving, there is no grasping. When there is no grasping, when there is no clinging, there are no mental formation, or there is no wholesome or unwholesome karma, wholesome or unwholesome action. When there are no wholesome or unwholesome karma, there will be no result of them as rebirth in the future. When there is no rebirth, you will not confront the aging, you will not experience sickness and so on. So the whole mass of suffering, kevala dukkha, ceases when your ignorance and craving are destroyed, when they are eradicated. Why you come to the center? To cut the suffering, you come and practice meditation. When you practice vipassana meditation, you are cutting the wheel of life. You are cutting the wheel or rounds of rebirth at one place, so that it does not go on and on and on. In the teachings of Patijasamubhada, dependent origination, there are 12 links, beginning with ignorance, then karma formation, avijja, sankhara, etc. When there is ignorance, there will be karma formation. When there are karma formation, there will be resultant consciousness, and so on. And when we come to the link of tanha, craving, the joint between vedana and tanha, feeling and craving, you can do something in this link. Although there is feeling, you do something, you can do something so that there is no craving. So that is what we are doing. That is what you are practicing. during this retreat. Feeling is always there. Vedana is always with us. There is pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, and neutral feeling. Sukha Vedana, Dukkha Vedana, and Upekkha Vedana. According to dependent origination, craving must arise through feeling. So it is very important to see the true nature. You are not ignorant, you are very mindful. You try to see the true nature. Do you see the impermanent nature? Do you see the unsatisfactory nature? Do you see the uncontrollable nature? During the practice, you practice continuously, and if you practice continuously, you will see the true nature. If you practice vipassana meditation, if you see things as they really are, although there is feeling, there is vedana, there will be no craving. When there is no craving, there is no clinging, and so on. So this is the only place in the wheel of life where we can do something to disturb the link between vedana and dana, between feeling and craving. When craving is stopped, when attachment is destroyed, there will be no more resultant mind and matter, no more nama rupa. And so there will be no more suffering. So the third noble truth is the noble truth of the cessation of dukkha. So when when yogi practice energetically, yogi realized the third noble truth finally. And after reaching the fourth stage, yogi become an arahant. And after reaching the fourth stage, that yogi will go on living until he dies. So at his death, the last conscious moment takes place. After that last consciousness, there will be nothing following it. It is like a lamp that is exhausted or burned out its fuel. It cannot burn again. So when yogi become an arahant, he cuts off the roots of existence, that is ignorance, craving, and other mental defilements. When they are gone, then the result of them cannot arise. So with the last conscious moment of an arahant, arahant disappear. His mind and his matter just cease to be. There is no more resultant consciousness or no more resultant material properties that arise. So that is the end of life. It is called the extinction of suffering, or anupadisesa nibbana. So today we have to continue to explain again Nibbana according to Milinda Pinya. Nibbana Santi Lakhana, Nibbana is peace. Ichuti Rasa, Nibbana is deathlessness. Animita Pichupatana, Nibbana is signlessness. Animita, signless. So we have to understand Nibbana is not a machine. Nibbana is not a palace. Nibbana is not a city. Nibbana is not light. There is no luminescence in Nibbana. Nibbana has no elements of clarity or lucidity and coolness. Mansions, palaces, cities, light, luminescence, lucidity or clarity and coolness are not unconditioned. They are not asingkata. They are not ultimate reality. It is not Nibbana. So there is no sign in Nibbana. Nibbana is signlessness. But King Milinda asks Venerable Nagasena, can you explain more about Nibbana? And Venerable Nagasena mentioned the qualities of Nibbana. It will be just tip of the iceberg of qualities of Nibbana. And there is nothing that can be equated with Nibbana. Nibbana has no shape. Nibbana has no form. Nibbana has no size. Nibbana has no dimension. Nibbana cannot be mentioned by metaphorical presentation. Nibbana is beyond compare. Nibbana is not white. Nibbana is not bright. Nibbana is not big. Or Nibbana is not small. So what is Nibbana? Nibbana is the cessation of the three rounds of kilesa, defilement, rounds of action, and rounds of actions result. Kilesa vitta, kama vitta, and vipaka vitta. So Venerable Nagasena said, Your Majesty, like a noble lotus flower that cannot be wetted. In the same way, Nibbana cannot be polluted. Nibbana cannot be wetted by any of the mental defilements. So So Nibbana Sabha Kilesai Anupalaitan. If we have mental defilements, kilesa, if we are wedded by kilesa, we not attain nirvana yet. So you have to examine your mind again and again. If your mind is totally pure, 100% free from kilesa, you attain nirvana. And Venerable Nagasena said, Nibbana Sitalan Sabha Kilesa Parilaha Nibbana Nibbana Gamadana Bhavadana Vivadana Pipasa Vinayana. Your Majesty, as cool as water, which can extinguish burning fires, Nirvana is likewise cool, and Nirvana has the ability to extinguish the burning flames of mental defilements. So 11 fires or 11 flames are burning in us all the time. Jati, jara, marana, soka, brideva, dukkha, domanasa, upayasa. So 11 flames are burning in us jati, birth, aging, death, sorrow, lamentation, physical pain, mental pain, and distress. These fires are burning. Nirvana has the ability to extinguish all these flames. Like water, which can quench the thirst of beings who are tortured by exhaustion, dryness, hunger, and heat, Nirvana can quench the thirst of Kamadana, Bhavadana, and Vibhavadana. So three dana, three craving, craving for sense objects, craving for existence, and craving for non-becoming. Three craving, Nirvana can quench the thirst of this craving. Eva meva ko Maharaja, Nirvana kilesa visa pilitana satana pati sarana. Nirvana sabba dukkhana antakaran, Nirvana amata. Your Majesty, like medicine, which can protect beings who suffer from poison, Nirvana protects beings who suffer from the poison of mental defilements. And furthermore, like medicine which can put an end to diseases, Nirvana can put an end to all the suffering in the realms of existence. Medicine can prevent death. Similarly, Nirvana can also prevent death. So these are the three medicinal virtues of Nirvana. It is just the tip of the iceberg of the qualities of Nirvana. And another example is Mahasamudra, the great ocean. Nirvana Sonya Sabha Kilesa Kunapehi. Like the great ocean, which is empty of rotting corpse. Nirvana is empty of rotting mental defilements. So if mental defilements, then kilesa are in us, they make us defile, our mind become dirty. So defilements are called rotting things. So there are 10 kinds of kilesa: lobha, dosa, moha, mana, ditthi, vicikicca, thina, udicca, ahirika, anuttapa, attachment, ill will, ignorance, pride, wrong view, skeptical doubt, sloth, restlessness, shamelessness, and fearlessness. So when these kilesa are in us, our mind are defiled, and we are tormented by kilesa, we are afflicted by kilesa. So long as kilesa are in us, we not attain nirvana. But when we are free from kilesa by practicing meditation, our mind is free from dirtiness, defilements, and affliction. Venerable Nagasena said, "Your Majesty, the great ocean is vast. It is unbounded by the other shore, and it is unable to be filled by all the rivers that flow into it. In the same way, Nirvana is too vast. Nirvana is unbounded by the other shore, and it is unable to be filled by beings who attain Nirvana." Now yogis are practicing meditation, and if the yogi inside knowledge mature, any yogi who vipassana knowledge become mature, they enter Nirvana. So like the abode of enormous being, who are enormous being, arahants are enormous. Nirvana is the abode of the great arahants, who are free from mental defilements, who are clear of kankas, who have reached it through the power of repeated practice and mastery of the practice. So like the incomparable great ocean, which is adorned with many kinds of spreading waves, the incomparable Nirvana is adorned with many kinds of flowers of vijaya and vimutti, flowers of knowledge and flowers of freedom that are pure and unsullied. Venerable Nagasena said, Evamiva ko maharaja nibbana sicikata jaramarana nasanato ayudharanan ayudharanan piyala etc. That means, Your Majesty, novel food can sustain the life of beings. In the same way, Nirvana, which has been realized by yogi can carry one's life away from aging, sickness, death, and destruction. Also, like food, which increases the strength of beings, Nirvana can increase the strength of power of beings who have realized it for themselves. Also, during the practice, yogi can feel they become energetic with mental faculty, saddha, virya, sati, samadhi, and pinya. Saddha, you have more faith and faith in the practice. If you practice very successfully, virya, energy are increasing. Sati, getting strengthened. Samadhi, concentration, and wisdom, vipassana knowledge are strengthening during the practice. Venerable Nagasena said, "Your Majesty, food can bring beauty. In the same way, Nirvana can give the beauty of virtue to all beings, to all practitioners. Like food, which can relieve exhaustion, Nirvana can relieve the exhaustion of mental defilements in the practitioner. Like food, which can remove the hunger and weakness of all beings, so too Nirvana can remove the suffering. Nirvana can remove the craving and fatigue of all beings. So Nirvana has the five virtues of food or nourishment. But it is just the tip of the iceberg of the qualities of Nirvana." So King Milinda asks, "Bandi Nagasena Akasasa Dasaguna Nirvana Anupavaitati Yamvadesi Katame Akasasa Dasaguna Nirvana Anupavaitati." And Venerable Nagasena said, "Yata Maharaja Akaso Na Jayati Na Jiyati Na Miyati Na Chawati Na Opijati Piyala." So that means, Your Majesty, the noble sky, which cannot be reborn, there is no rebirth in sky, there is no aging in the sky, there is no death in the sky. A sky is difficult to torment, difficult to strike, and thieves and robbers cannot steal the sky. Sky is not dependent. Sky is a place where birds can fly unrestricted. Sky is without an end. In the same way, Nirvana cannot be reborn. Nirvana has no rebirth. Nirvana has no aging. Nirvana has no death. If you attain Nirvana, you cannot be tormented by others. If you attain Nirvana, your Nirvana cannot be stolen by others. Nirvana is not independent. So who go to Nirvana, who enter Nirvana, and Nirvana is a place where Ariyas can go, Ariya can dwell in Nirvana. Nirvana is unrestricted. Nirvana is without an end. And Venerable Nagasena said, Iva miva ko maharajan nibbana gamadadan. There is many yadana, fulfilling gem. Venerable Nagasena said, like a fulfilling gem, which can fulfill wishes, Nirvana can fulfill one's wish. You don't want to die, you don't want to sickness, you don't want to any suffering. If you attain Nirvana, you will not die, you will not have sickness, and you will, all your wishes will be fulfilled. Like a gem which can give clarity and delight, so too Nirvana can give clarity and delight. Like a fulfilling gem which is lustrous and radiant, in the same way Nirvana is luminous and radiant. Venerable Nagasena said, Eva miva ko maharajan nibbana donglaban. Your Majesty, like red sandalwood, which is difficult to obtain, Nirvana is very difficult to obtain. Lazy people cannot attain Nirvana. Nirvana is very difficult. If we practice and not continuously, we cannot attain Nirvana. It is very difficult. So like red sandalwood, which has an unsurpassed fragrance, similarly, Nirvana has an unsurpassed fragrance. Like red sandalwood, which is praised by good and virtuous men, similarly, Nirvana is praised by the virtuous Aryas. Nirvana is praised by enlightened beings. So Venerable Nagasena said, Eva miva ko Maharaja Nirvana Guna Vinna Sampanna. Your Majesty, like ghee which is fulfilled with kala, Nirvana is fulfilled with the kala of virtue. Ghee is fulfilled with fragrance. Similarly, Nirvana is fulfilled with the fragrance of virtue of morality, virtue of concentration, virtue of wisdom. Ghee is fulfilled with delicious taste. Nirvana is similarly fulfilled with the delicious taste of vimutti, of freedom. So you can taste the Nirvana is very delicious, even though you encounter the Dinga, Nirodha, or the Dinga Nibbuti, is so delicious. And Venerable Nagasena said, Iwa miwa ko maharaja nibbana ichukata nibbana achala piyala. That is the Giri Sikra, that is mountain peak. Your Majesty, a mountain peak is extremely high. Similarly, Nirvana is extremely high. like a mountain peak which cannot be moved, which cannot be shaken. Nirvana cannot be moved, or Nirvana cannot be shaken. Your Majesty, like a mountain peak which is very difficult to climb and reach, Nirvana is very difficult for the mental defilements to reach. If you practice again and again, if you attain Nirvana, mental defilements cannot be near with you. Like a mountain peak where seeds cannot sprout and grow, in Nirvana, the seeds of mental defilements cannot sprout and grow. Like a mountain peak which is free from love and hate, if you attain Nirvana, there is no abeja, no domanasa, there is no love, there is no hate in Nirvana. So these are the just tip of the iceberg of qualities of Nirvana, but we need to understand that Nirvana has no shape, no form, no size, no dimension, etc. So Nirvana is animata vijupatana. Nirvana is signless and formless. And Nirvana is ichuti rasa. Nirvana is deathlessness. As Santi Lekana, Nirvana is total peace. So the characteristic, function, and manifestation of Nirvana, we need to remember. We need to encounter Nirvana. So please follow my recitation so you can follow with the paper. It extinguishes the mind and body stream, and free you from falling into death below.
And free you from death below.
Sightless and formless.
And formless.
It cannot be perceived.
It cannot be perceived.
This you shall realize. When Nirodha is known.
When Nirodha is known.
When Nirvana is known.
When Nirvana is known.
Again, it extinguishes the mind and body stream, and free you from falling into death below. Sightless and formless, it cannot be perceived.
It cannot be perceived.
This you shall realize when Nirvana is known.
When Nirvana is known.
So when you realize Nirvana, you can understand Nirvana is really peace. You are free from death. You attain deathlessness. And when there is size and form or shape, you not attain Nirvana yet, because Nirvana is signless and Nirvana is formless, you cannot perceive the form and shape in Nirvana. So we have to stop our discourse for today by practicing Satipatthana Vipassana meditation, by observing every phenomena occurring at the six centers, by noting rising, falling, sitting, standing, walking, stretching, and all daily activities continuously and meticulously. May you all practitioners attain Nirvana the cessation of suffering, may you realize a real peace in the very near future.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.